Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's not you. It's not you. These allergies suck. This is, I can't say this is the worst year, but it's bad. I can't stand my allergies, and it's actually caused me to not like the spring. It's so weird how you would think the spring and the colors and the Easter eggs and Easter and Passover and flowers and being able to go outside and hike. And no, I'm miserable in the spring. And then I make you guys miserable because you have to hear my voice. My nose is running. I'm just, you know, it's this assault of pollen that's hitting us pretty hard, and I don't like it. I can't stand it. The spring should be the best time of the year, and it is my least liked. How could I like summer more than spring? And I live in Southwest America. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It gets hot. It's dry. I will take the summer over the spring anytime because I could breathe. And my eyes aren't itchy, and my nose isn't running, and I'm not coughing and wheezing. It just, it's, you know, ridiculous. And mind you, look, I love the trees. I love the flowers. On Earth Day, I'll take a picture of me lying in the grass. Oh, I'm miserable for days after that because I got into the grass. You know, I mean, come on. Yeah, I want to open up the windows for fresh air because I have cats that are very stinky sometimes when they pee and poop. No, can't do it. Well, even though spring doesn't start for another week, officially the spring equinox is March 19th, which many of us know it to be, you know, find our razor and finally shave our legs for the first time this year day. We're as far as I'm concerned, we're in the spring. And allergy season has been starting earlier. I think it's shifted based on how our winters are. So if we get a lot of rain and then we have, you know, some changes in temperature that allow some of our flowers and our trees and our weeds to grow, we're going to the more, you know, precipitation we get, then the more of a, shall we say, a bloom we're going to get. And so people say, well, it's climate change. Okay, climate's always changing. So you could call, when you say it's climate change, what climate did we have, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago? But there's been, you know, the Grand Canyon was made thousands upon thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of years ago. So, you know, the climate's always changing. I really don't like that term, climate change. The climate always changes. Right? Today, it's 45 degrees right now. Tomorrow, it'll be 50 degrees. The climate changes. But there are shifts that affect our trees and our plants and our pollen. And so I think we are seeing higher levels of pollen. And with those higher levels of pollen, you get the itchy eyes, you get the sneezing, you get the coughing. Some people itch, some people get rashes. And so East Coast, Midwest residents have really seen some high allergy levels. Nevada, Southern Nevada, them too. Temperatures, even though they're a little bit more cold these days, it still is, you know, breeds for a pretty bad allergy season. I worry about allergies. People say, well, it's just allergies, so you're good. Now, no, allergies have actually been linked to other things, like high blood pressure, heart disease. There was a study we spoke about 2 years ago It was presented at the ACC Asia 2022 together with the Korean Society of Cardiology Spring Conference. And they discussed how there's a link between allergies and high blood pressure and heart disease. They looked at 34,000 adults based on 2012 data. So this wasn't COVID data. It was 2012 data. And they found that those with a history of asthma or respiratory, digestive, skin, or other allergies were at increased risk for developing high blood pressure and coronary heart disease. Asthma, of course, had the highest risk. Now, is it because some people with allergies are on chronic medications that, you know, for example, if you have severe asthma, you're on steroids commonly, and steroids could cause heart disease risk? You know, or is it that there's a genetic link? And so seeing that our blood pressure goes up, I mean, I know when I'm sneezing and I'm coughing, I know that's not good. There's no way that that's good, you know, in terms of allergies. And so, you know, we need to, you know, be preventative when it comes to allergies. So I had told you guys about a month ago that if you suffer from allergies, now's the time to start preparing. So let's say you like taking Flonase or Nasonex, a cortico nasal spray steroid. Those take about a couple weeks to kick in. So you need to start those about a week or two before allergy season. Claritin, Zizal, Zyrtec, Allegra. These are antihistamines that are out there, brand name. They work well, but I don't want to be taking an antihistamine every single day for 90 days. So there's preventative things you could do. One, there's a Kenalog shot. I don't recommend that for everybody because it's a big dose of a steroid. But my doctor would give me that once a year. And it would help me help subdue my immune system so I wouldn't have severe allergies, you know, because I've been in Southern Nevada for a good part of my life and allergies hit me every time this year. There's also the allergy desensitization shots, and that helps you tolerate a lot more of the pollen and the other allergens, you know, like we're, you know, surrounded by maple trees or olive trees or cypress or elm or mulberry. These are things that make you pretty, you know, allergic. So talk to your medical provider. But if you're struggling, it's not you. We're all struggling. This is not easy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as a physician, I keep hearing from patients that they don't like a particular doctor or they don't want to go to a particular place because they get triggered. They get triggered. Oh, he triggered me. She triggered me. I can't stand that doctor, never going back. And I've been hearing this for a while. Now, we used to only hear the term trigger in terms of post-traumatic stress disorder. It was a very commonly, it's not a new term. We've been using this term for a while. We've been asking individuals that would come back from a tour of duty or an assault or an accident, you know, and, you know, do you have any triggers? What are you finding triggers you? You know, how are you, do you get triggered? And so it's something we've talked about for decades with patients, but now you have people that have never served a day in the military, that have never been assaulted, thank God, never been attacked, never had what you would think would be a horrific day, getting triggered. And so there's a lot of confusion as to what that means now. And again, I worry. You got to be very careful not to dilute the term, because those individuals who get triggered, such as those who suffer from severe post-traumatic stress disorder from something that happened in their childhood or the tour duty or work, I mean, that's what the term is, a very powerful term. It means something is provoking a huge emotional response. It could be fear. It could be sadness. It could be a memory. It could be anger. I mean, it could be love, but it's usually used in a negative context. So I've been hearing for years, well, patients saying, oh, I don't go there. They trigger me. I get triggered. So, you know, I don't think I ever triggered anybody. I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody listens to my show and I'll talk about the dog and then they'll be like, oh, I was bit by a dog. So that, you know, and so I apologize if I ever talk about my dog, Uzi, who's with me right now. Uzi, you're my mommy. But if I ever, you know, I do apologize, but I actually... quote unquote triggered somebody, and it wasn't pretty. It was I think we need to train everybody on what to do if you are accused of triggering. So I spoke a little bit about this. There was a patient that called, or a mom that called for a patient who had a very young child, a toddler, who was vomiting pretty severely. And one way to assess dehydration is, do they have tears? Do they have any moisture in their mouth? And what sort of urine diapers are they making? How many? Actually, I think it was an infant. This was a few months ago. I think it was a 9-month-old. What are the urine diapers looking like? Not urinating well at all. Only had one diaper the whole day. And now it's like 9 o'clock at night. So we're required as physicians over the phone to say, okay, you know, you need to take the child in. You know, that sounds like the child is severely dehydrated. And, you know, the mom's like, I only want nausea medicine. And I'm like, well, I could send some nausea medicine. All right. I'll send it to the pharmacy, but I have to inform you, you know, once your child's not making urine and enough of it, that's a sign of dehydration. You need to take your child in. And apparently it went downhill from there. And she said, I triggered her. I have now caused such emotional distress. And she has never, ever known doctors to do that. And all of a sudden now, you know, that I am saying that her child, you know, could be dehydrated. I was the worst doctor in the world. Now, you know, for me, okay, we're not allowed to lie. I wanted to, because I've never triggered anybody in that way. I mean, I understand you could speak to somebody who, you know, went through, like I said, war, went through that sort of trauma, and there could be a loud door. You know, that's why you always want to enter a room quietly. But over the phone, I have never triggered anybody, especially when you're being honest about a patient's care. And I didn't take it well. I was nice to her. Now, and I'm like, look, you know, what is it that you want? And she just wanted to complain. And maybe she was having a bad day and she wanted to take it out on somebody. But I didn't take that well, because I always like to fix the situation. I always like to evaluate what I did wrong and fix it. Did I sing this off key? You know, did I ignore, you know, somebody? Was I looking the other way? Did I check my phone when they were talking? What did I do wrong so I could, you know, fix it in terms of relationships, in terms of friends? So when you give me a situation where I'm not even allowed to do different, I'm not allowed to lie, I'm not allowed to skip giving advice. You're not allowed to keep things from patients. You have a child that is severely dehydrated, and we don't know why they're vomiting, and we don't know, are their kidneys failing? How do I fix that? And so a lot of us are slowly finding ourselves in situations where not only are we supposed to be doing a good job, you know, practicing safety standards on the job site, you know, providing good health care, providing good education, we on top of that have to make sure that somebody doesn't inadvertently get triggered. So what do you do? Now, again, I let them complain, and they just ranted and went off. And I was finally like, so what is it actually that you want? Because the medicines at the pharmacy, is this all about you just want medicine? I mean, I didn't say it that way, but I said, you know, the medicines at the pharmacy, what is it that you want? I want you to stop triggering but what was triggering? I mean, your child is not hydrated and not making urine. That's a sign. I go, I'm not allowed to lie to you. We get in trouble as doctors if we lie. That it's not lying if you don't tell us that. You should have never told me that my child could have something serious. I'm like, we're not allowed to keep things from you either. So this triggering is starting to take a very high precedence in jobs, in workplaces. And, well, of course, you don't want to trigger somebody who just came back from Afghanistan or a tour of duty or a Hamas, a hostage that was taken by Hamas. You have to be very aware of the trauma they went through. But if you can't tell a parent that their child could, needs medical care without being accused of triggering, I think we've let this term get too loose. And people are now weaponizing it almost to shut you up. Look at what happened with the fat shaming. Before COVID, doctors were starting to be told, you know, don't fat shame. Like, well, I would never do that. I'm not going, look at them. Apparently fat shaming is being accused, is an accusation if a doctor brings up weight to a patient. Well, your BMI is high. Your weight's going up. We need to address that. Well, rather than that being proper medical advice and that doctor trying to save their lives and prevent medical conditions, that's being called triggering. That's being called fat shaming. And so there are many doctors I spoke to at one of the last conferences I was at where they go, I won't even bring it up. I won't even bring up the weight. Why get accused of that? Forget it. Well, then we're not doing our job. It's almost like I don't know who this force is, but there's a group of individuals that almost are trying to make it where nobody says anything to anybody. Because it's going to be offensive. It's going to be triggering. It's going to be... So if let's say you're in a situation where somebody says, you just triggered me. I mean, again, as much as I want to use it as a learning episode, opportunity, I go, what did I do? What did I do? Sometimes the best thing to say, I never wanted you to be triggered. You'd be very careful admitting guilt, but say, can you tell me what I did so I don't do it again? What was so triggering? I want to learn. And if they say, well, you told me that my child might be sick. You're calling me because the patient's sick. Don't do that. Just go, okay. I understand that it's not easy. You have a sick child. I understand as a parent for whatever job you're doing, a customer could say they're being triggered. Look, I understand it's not easy. You're dealing with a lot in terms of prices and things. What can I do to make this easier? But sometimes it's just people that want to complain. And I mean, we're letting this happen. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The White House urging the U.S. Senate to quickly greenlight the TikTok bill recently passed by the House. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the administration's eagerness for the Senate to promptly bring the bill to a vote.
Is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can exploit them or to do us harm.
The legislation mandates that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, will divest the app within 180 days. Or face its removal from U.S. app stores.
A recent survey showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have to sneeze because of my allergies. Hold on. Oh, that's the worst part where you feel a sneeze coming on and then you don't need to sneeze. I don't get that. But today is National Pie Day. Not apple pie, not pecan pie, not pumpkin pie. But the math symbol pi. right? Because it's March 14th. Pi is what, 3.14 something, 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 something. I know I was in math. I should know this. But okay, hold on a second. Okay, you want some more numbers? Okay, here we go. 3.14159265358979 goes on. There's actually, I think, 62 million digits to that pi number. According to the Guinness World Records, the most accurate value for pi, which we round down to 3.14, hence 3.14, hence March 14th. Apparently, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, it is more than 62 trillion digits. Pi is 62,831,853,071,796. That was calculated in August 2021 by the University of Applied Sciences in Switzerland. Somebody says, let's be rational and take the day off. It's pi day. If pi isn't a rational number, it's irrational. So I guess all those memes, there's lots of memes. The American pie meme. I mean, I told people don't celebrate Pi Day irresponsibly, like the kid did on American Pie. But Pi Day, or pi, represents the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. And in math, it's a big deal. And for us to celebrate it to this level, I don't mind. I mean, we celebrate so many other things, but math and reminding people of math. See, I forget a lot of my math, and I did. I took a lot of math in school and college. And so seeing people appreciate it, but you want to know why I really, really like Pi Day? Because with inflation and everything, how ridiculously costly things are, the Pi Day deals are knocking things down to $3.14. So get this. Let me tell you guys about some of the deals. Okay. Well, let me see here. Anthony's Coal-Fired Pizza and Wings has a 10-inch cheese pizza that you could get for $3.14 today. I think you have to purchase a beverage, but still. Now, I mean, is the beverage $5? Who knows? BJ's Restaurant has a mini one-topping pizza for $3.14. So, meaning you could get lunch for $3.14. I don't know where else. I think In-N-Out Burger, you might still be able to get a burger for $3. But honestly, the average place right now, it's pretty expensive. Blaze has a pizza pie deal, an 11-inch pizza for $3.14. Burger King has a Sunday pie special. So they might give pies away. I guess they're going to have a free Hershey's Sunday pie with a $3.14 purchase all day long. So as long as you spend $3.14, you get pie. Buttermilk Sky Pies, selling pies cheaply. I think 3 4-inch pies for $14 when you divide that 3.14. California Pizza Kitchen has pie deals. $3.14 pizza. This is pretty cool. I mean, considering, especially in California, the prices have really gone up. Casey's has a pizza deal. DiGiorno's Pizza has a pizza deal. And it is going to be pizza because, you know, people call pizza pies. You get that? It's pie. So this isn't just going to be your Marie Callender's pie stores. I don't even know what Marie Callender's is doing. But DoorDash has some deals. Gold Belly, Grand Traverse, Grimaldi's Pizza, Keebler has a pie contest. You can enter one of 314 Pi Day prize packs, which include Keebler's, anyway, their crusts, and I guess they have giveaway for the pies. Kona Grill. Yeah, there we go. Marie Callender's. Apparently, you could get $3.14 off select frozen multi-serve dessert pies. I got got to be honest with you guys. I'm at the age now where whenever I take advantage of a discount or deal, I end up spending more than I ever would. This happens to me all the time. I get suckered in. And I think it's really nice that they're giving discounts. But where they get their money is, you know, somebody who really wouldn't go to Grimaldi's today will end up going. Something like that. And I, you know, even with Amazon, and I don't know what it is, but I just keep getting suckered into it. I think, oh, there's a deal. I'm going to save money. This is wonderful. But going back to Pi Day, why we're celebrating, you know, a mathematical, you know, genius move, by the way, because apparently many people need to know the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. And I guess it's always pi. It could be a big circle. Remember, circumference versus diameter. Circumference is around the circle. Diameter is through it. When you draw a line through a circle, that's the diameter. When you, the line around the circle, circumference. So this is the ratio of the circumference to the diameter. So it's going to be greater than one because the circumference is bigger. But apparently it's constant. And they figured this out. And I think what makes math amazing to me, and I don't want to really, you know, sound like a nerd, but, you know, this, I just really love that we have this science where math has a pattern to it, that there's certain patterns. Like, one thing that my son taught me was that percentages are reversible. So X percent of Y equals Y percent, X percent of Y equals Z, and Y percent of X equals Z. So what does that mean? So let's say you want to take 50% of 100, right? 50% of 100 is 50. Now switch it. Well, what's 100% of 50? 50. Okay, what about 10% of 50? 10% of 50 is 5. Well, what's 50% of 10? Also 5. 200% of 8 is 16. What's 8% of 200? 16. So, wow. How did that happen? How come percentages are reversible? I mean, there's all these little cool math, I don't know, little pearls of wisdom. It's, when you look at the times tables, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you see patterns of that in the different numbers. So let's say, okay, 9 times 7 is 63. 9 times 8, 54. There's patterns of these, like, you know, 5 and 4 is 9, 6 and 3 is 9. I don't know. I think that stuff is cool. So anyway, happy Pi Day. Doesn't mean you have to actually eat a pie. Pie is my worst dessert. I like chocolate cake. I'm not going to waste time on a pie. You know, I'm sorry. I know a lot of you like pumpkin pie during the holidays. I know. Please, just somebody serve chocolate cake. I will pass on the pie. I mean, yeah, I've had some pumpkin pie, which is good, but no. But the math pie, pretty cool. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you when I used an AI tool, they took my picture and they made me a beautiful Asian woman. Now, I was very honored and flattered, but I'm not exactly sure where they got that from. You know? And so you know, they said, you know, here's my headshot. make a picture of me, you know, that I could use for, you know, you give the AI some direction. And it was interesting that that was their choice. And it was the first four choices until I finally said, well, I'm blonde, so how would that look? And then they changed the way I looked, and it just didn't look like me. So I'm really not exactly sure what I would use AI for that. I think I just need to get plastic surgery if I want to make a better looking headshot. But if you remember Gemini, the Google's AI platform had, when asked to show images of Nazi soldiers, they had used Asian women and had other sorts of, you know, changes in history that didn't really seem to follow history. Well, now Adobe Firefly is the latest AI tool. It had created images of black Nazis. And the images were generated by Daily Mail. And Daily Mail has reported this. And look, and it shows some of these pictures. And I'm not exactly sure why AI would do that. And we've spoken about what our definition of AI is. See, to me, AI is you have a computer. You're going to, like Iron Man's Jarvis. And it's almost like you're talking to a real person. You ask them to do something. They create it. They give you calculations. They give you ideas. They use artificial intelligence. It's not artificial regurgitation. It's not artificial look something up on Google and spit it out pretty quickly. It's intelligence. How are you going to, well, create something with this knowledge and suggest or input? But I don't think what we're seeing right now is actually AI. I think we're seeing a technology. And a technology that is trying to use creativity, but purporting it as a truth. And that makes it a little tricky. Apparently, Daily Mail asked this Adobe Firefly AI platform for a picture of Vikings. They made the Vikings black. They, when asked about founding fathers, a picture of the founding fathers of this country, they had black men and women inserted into roles. And listen, I'm all for diversity. I think we all are. But you can't say that the Nazis were black. I mean, maybe there were some, but in this picture, it looks like that Nazis, and they were smiling. I don't understand that. I mean, that's pretty, you know, we have many people of multiple demographics, and the last thing they want to do you is be accused of being associated with the Nazi Party when they weren't. So, I don't understand. Also, this picture of Nazis didn't even have the correct flag. It had the German flag. Well, Hitler didn't use the flag of Germany. Hitler used the swastika flag. So these quote-unquote AI platforms aren't very intelligent if they're not even getting the correct flag, if they're not getting the correct demographic. And so apparently Semaphore also conducted a similar study and saw much of the same results. And so what we think is happening is these AI platforms are being fed information, or they're drawing from information, and there is a focus and an emphasis on diversity inclusion, such that it is now taking it upon itself to diversify history. I mean, when people ask me, do I think Jesus was a woman? No. Jesus was a man. There's historical accounts. Jesus was a man. No. But is AI going to now say Jesus was a woman? You know, I don't... you know, I'm all for equal pay for equal work. You know, you work less, you make less. You work the same job, equal pay. I'm for women having access to jobs, access to sports. I love that women can now be in the Olympics, you know, in the various sports that they can. Caitlin Clark, good for her. Doing what she's able to do, we know we've made a lot of progress. But you are going to hurt us. You are going to actually, you know, really damage a lot of the progress when you try and say that one of the founding fathers of the Constitution was a woman when they weren't. When some of the Nazis were Asian women. And maybe there were a couple Asian women there, but when you know, a typical picture of a group of Nazis, you don't put them all black or women or Asian. It shows that there's a lot of inconsistencies and there's a bias. You know, I mean, if it's really drawing on historical accounts, why would it take history and change it? So as a doctor, these AI platforms are going to be very highly used. In fact, they already are being used by patients. And I'm a little nervous about this. So let's say somebody is having pelvic pain. And they don't, the AI is now fearing being gender, what's the term, gender committing for somebody? Well, is it an ovary? Is it an undescended testicle? Okay, I need to know that there's not going to be any bias. If it's a biological female, let me know it's a biological female. If it's a biological male, let me know it's a biological male. But if they're trying to be gender inclusive, and they say, well, it's not anything that has to do with the genitalia, it's probably colon, just to play it safe, you're getting it wrong. There should be no politics. There should be no bias, no fear of getting canceled in an AI platform. But that's what we're seeing. When this when one of the programs was asked to generate images of the 1787 Constitutional Convention, the tool produced pictures of black men and women sitting in the Philadelphia State House to address the country's then new issues. Now, that's nice. It's beautiful art. It's, you know, and then it also showed, they say, quote, a man of color sitting in the assembly hall wearing a sombrero. Now, I'm a big fan of sombreros. And now they protect, you know, us from the sun. They're used, you know, pretty commonly, you know, in other countries in Latin America. But was somebody wearing a sombrero during the 1787 Constitutional Convention? I mean, we really need to understand that, you know, these AI tools are going to be later used as the, you know, end all. This is your go-to for any data, for any science. And when it's, you know, infused with certain narratives, it's going to hurt everybody involved. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.